Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Welcome back. 96.5 The Fan, Jay Binkley, Rob Britton. Carrington down at Churchill Downs taking in the Kentucky Derby. Had a straw hat on today, going fedora tomorrow. Well, interesting thing. I don't know if it's on your bucket list or not to go to the Kentucky Derby. I think it'd be great. We've already seen some scratches. Grande has been scratched from this race. We've actually seen two scratches in this race. Bob Baffert's Rodriguez has been scratched, but he got another horse in because it was on call. So he's got another horse in this race. Was it Baeza? Baeza? Is that anything to say?
I haven't heard it pronounced. I know what you're talking about.
Who's your horse? Do you have one picked yet?
Sandman.
Sandman's your pick?
9-2, Sandman. He's coming out of 17.
But is he a good mutter?
It's a great question. His mother was a mutter.
That's right. That's right. I was looking at some of these, quote, mutters, and a few of them pretty good. A few of them pretty good as far as have won in the mud before, played on a slot or ran on a sloppy track. American Pharoah has ran on a sloppy track before. He beat Publisher on that sloppy track. There's been Cole Battles, another one he actually won on a sloppy track. He's 30-1. That's a good value bet right there, Cole Battle. His first career start, he won on a muddy track at the Delta Downs on November 28th. Because it's different, man. Horses that want to go run in the rain or not, it's very different. Or you can go Bob Baffert, who's been on suspension. Because this horse has always win. Like, going with Bob Baffert, as I said, he's kind of like Nick Saban of horse racing. Always go with his horses. But Publisher, by the way, is the son of Triple Crown winner American Pharoah. And Justify, American Promise, the son of Justify, who was a Triple Crown winner, who beat Publisher as well. So I sometimes go with lineage, Rom. You got to go with lineage. But first of all, how'd you like that mint julep?
I have only had one in my life. It's awful. Don't drink it. I really enjoy bourbon. Like, when I'm not drinking beer, I'm a bourbon man, so like a nice old fashioned.
And Kentucky's like famous for bourbons.
Gotta do the bourbon. I've told Carrington like a dozen times, get down there and do the bourbon trail. He told me no a dozen times. But mint and bourbon and sugar don't mix. They just don't. They are not a friendly combination. I'm not a huge mint fan, and sugary bourbon mint, no. It's not for me. No, nothing ruins a nice bourbon on the rocks like making it a mint julep.
See, why do they have to do that? Why did they run it? People pay a lot of money for these drinks. People spend a ton of money for the, quote, mint juleps. I've never had one. I trust your opinion on it. I think it would run the bourbon when you had all this mint and everything else. Mint's made for ice cream, not mint juleps.
I mean, or toothpaste. I mean, just it's not a pleasant combination. If I was down there, if I was Carrington, I would have one just for the sake of, okay, I'm at Churchill Downs, you got to have one. But I would have one. Not a couple, not two, not one. But it's not an experience you look at and go, ugh, that was really, really tasty. It's a groan afterwards.
Another good one is Flying Mohawk. He's 30-1, but two of his three starts came in showery conditions. Again, this stuff matters, man. I'll never forget Henry Lake when we did a show together. He would always put money on which mutters were there, because there's a big difference in running style between horses like to get out there and run in the rain. Can you imagine winning this race for a horse? I mean, your life is made. You're not going to be glue. You're going to be on a farm. You're going to get the best hoats, the best grass. You get the best everything, and you get to mate. And not that you care how much it costs, but people spend a lot of money to go have their the mating done with Triple Crown horses. As I mentioned, a couple of these horses are sons of former Triple Crown winners. I can't think of a better gig if you're not a human being and you're a horse than to be a Triple Crown winning horse, because your life is made after that.
Bink, you and I love like the Derby.
Bringing horses. Ugh.
Is the Derby a must-watch event? Like, is it one of those things where as the sports world stops to keep an eye on it? Because me and my friends will always watch. It's a big deal. The Kentucky Derby's on. I've been to Derby parties. I've thrown Derby parties. The Derby is a big deal. But
have you dressed like a jockey?
I have
You're
not.
You're too tall for that,
way too tall. But, like, I wonder if it's one of those events where people actually make a point to stop and watch. Or is it just, like, a niche thing? And I think it's, you know, you got to stop and watch. But do you think it's like, ooh, I got to make a point to watch it? Or is it too niche for that?
I think so. Especially if you have skin on the race and you've made bets, and more people are doing master's parties and everything else where they'll order the food. Believe it or not, that's actually a big ticket item. People buy the food boxes for the Masters so you can have what's on the menu, because the menu at the Masters is very affordable and very nice. We actually did it ourselves. My daughter actually did it by actually buying the Masters stuff. I just went to Hy-Vee and got the same menu stuff and a lot more of it. But the Kentucky Derby is one of those things, and I don't care whether you're at a bar or whatever, but I think you do stop and pay attention to that one race. How many minutes did it take? A couple minutes out of your day to actually watch
maybe
the
five.
Kentucky Derby?
Maybe five.
Yeah, there's a lot of buildup for it. There's a lot of pregame for it. That's got to be tough, talking horse that long, to be quite honest with you. It's got to be tough to do. But for the actual race, I think it's kind of must-watch. It doesn't take up much of your day at all. You get the alert, oh, it's about ready to run. So you tune it on, you'll turn on the TV and watch those couple of minutes. I think it's popular, Rob, because in this society, we like things fast.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.